At its June 3 meeting, Nelson Council passed two initial readings of a decision to rezone a Front Street site for housing and recreational use. The final decision will be made by Council after a public hearing scheduled for June 23. The rezoning was requested by Nelson Cares, which proposes to construct a six-story affordable housing project with 50 residential units, perhaps combined with an addition to the Nelson and District Community Complex. The changes Council voted on are an amendment to the official community, OCP, plan to change the land use designation from institutional to mixed-use core. An amendment to the city's zoning bylaw to rezone the site from institutional to residential and recreational use. Because the changes involve a change to the OCP, provincial legislation requires the city to hold a public hearing, a formal process to hear from the public on the proposed rezoning, which will be heard at Nelson City Hall. Immediately after the hearing, council will cast a final vote on the rezoning. The public will be asked whether they agree with changing what is allowed to be built on that site, rather than if they agree with the specifics of the Nelson Cares housing proposal or the appearance of the building. Recreation, in or out? The Nelson Cares project has been discussed widely as a potential mix of housing and recreation. A 0.13-acre piece of the property adjacent to the NDCC is owned by the Regional District of Central Kootenay, which owns the NDCC. The remainder is owned by the city. The combined purpose would see an addition to the NDCC in the same building as the housing project. However, whether the recreational part will be built is still uncertain, and depends on upcoming discussions at Recreation Commission 5 and by the RDCK Board of Directors at its June 19 meeting. Recreation Commission 5 is a committee of the RDCK that oversees recreation for Nelson, Electoral Area F and a defined part of Area E. Discussions at those meetings will be about how the RDCK would pay for its part of the building as well as its recreational services in the building, according to Councillor Keith Page, who chairs the commission. He pointed out the results of a survey that showed tentative willingness on the part of local residents to pay more in taxes for increased recreational opportunities. Since the public has indicated their desire to make increased contributions towards recreational facilities, he said in an email, "We will be considering the appropriateness of taking a question about increased taxation to fund facility renewal and development to the voters of Greater Nelson." Page said these discussions may not be completed before the city's public hearing on June 23 or before Nelson Cares makes its funding application to BC Housing. Therefore, an addition to the existing NDCC building may not form part of the Nelson Cares housing project. Nelson Cares proposes to create 14 studio units, 32 one-bedroom units, 2 two-bedroom units, and 3 three-bedroom units. The project would provide a mix of affordability. 50% of the units would rent for 30% of the household's income, 30% would rent for market rent rates, and 20% would rent at social assistance or pension rates.